Good morning. Welcome to St. John's for our time of worship this morning on another beautiful Sunday morning. A beautiful Sunday morning for a gathered together of beautiful people. So welcome and happy Father's Day to all the fathers amongst us. It's good to be home from 4 days up in or over in Indiana on the summer mission trip with LaPorte County. At least one of you were looking for pictures today, but I'm not that fast. So that'll come. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the days to come. We congratulate John and Jan Lindsay on their 40th wedding anniversary. The flowers on the altar are from their children. John and Jan were at 8 o'clock service, and we also congratulated them on their third grandchild, Madison Marie. You can read about her on the back of the bulletin. Third Thursday senior luncheon is this Thursday, 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. We'll continue the third in the series about what a hummingbird has to do with our faith. The Gift Gals have moved their June gathering to the Barn Restaurant on June 27th. That's at 5:30 p.m. and the sign-up sheet is on the hallway bulletin board. I heard that the East Garden picnic meal went very well on the 13th. They fed about 65 people. We have that coming up again on the 27th, and I'm kind of like coordinating those meals, and I'm missing the first two dates. I've been out of town for both of them. So if there's anybody that was there the first time and you want to help a little bit more, please let the office know, and we'll get that all covered. Fortunately, the real director of the meal, Betsy Ducey, you know how nice she is? She changed her work schedule so she could be there on the 27th because she knew I couldn't. So she'll be leading that once again. Please look over all of the prayer concerns on the back of your bulletin. I had another thing, and I'll forget to say it later, but when the ladies' choir sings Faith of Our Fathers, the words they're going to sing are on page 5 in your bulletin so you can follow along. I asked follow or sing, but you can do whatever you want. I'm just going to follow along in those words. So let us prepare for our time of worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
Our opening scripture this morning is Psalm 108, the first 5 verses. My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Joy in our hearts. We come to worship you. May our worship to you be welcomed by you, and may you pour your joy down on us so that we may share that joy with others. In your name we pray. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in song this morning. We will start with Your Love, O Lord, and the words will be on the screen. Continue with number 460 in the hymnal, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
Oh,
take a few moments and spread the peace of Christ.
I invite the children to come forward. Hopefully I have a better group of kids than the first service. Mr. Andrew up here was my audience for the first service. He really was. How's everyone doing this morning? Good. What is today?
Father's Day.
Father's Day. Well, it's actually Sunday, but you thought it was funny. So tell me some of your favorite things about your dad. JD, why are you laughing? Ryan.
Because he listens to my music, so I listen to his music.
Yeah, yeah. What about you guys? Really thinking hard here. He makes breakfast. Yeah. Why do I have balloons? You'll see in a minute. What's some of your favorite things about your daddy? Okay, good. Good talk. All right. So we're actually going to talk about God our Father today, okay? All right. So, no, you need to sit down, please. You need to sit down, please. You're just going to have to listen. So I'm going to blow this balloon up. This balloon is going to be you, okay? We're just going to pretend this balloon's you, okay? You a little bigger than that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to pop it. Now let's see. Hold on. So this is going to be you. Lainey, does that look about right? Yeah, that's Lainey, right? This is all the kids up here. Okay. Awesome. This is you too. So we've spent the last few weeks. You do need to sit down, okay? You're right here. You're this balloon. Yes, this is you. Okay, so we've spent the last couple of weeks talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Can anybody remember what those were? Ryan, do you remember?
Self-control.
Nice. Do we remember any others? That's right, Lainey. Love, yep. Joy, peace, patience, goodness. Well, today we are talking about kindness and gentleness, but I want to focus mostly on kindness. So what happens if I were to take this little thumbtack to this balloon here? So let's just pretend that this thumbtack is a lot of just like not great things. And sit down, please. Nope, you need to sit down, please. Let's just pretend this thumbtack is a bunch of not nice things, right? What would happen if we put this thumbtack up to the balloon?
Pop.
So you would pop, right? Right? It wouldn't feel so good. You would pop. That would be scary. I won't pop it in front of you guys, okay? I thought about it, but I'll be nice today. So I want you five to tell me some kind things. We'll start with JD. Tell me some kind things that you do or other people do for you. Just one kind thing. JD, do you know a kind thing that
no.
you... No? Lainey, what are two kind things you could do for someone?
You could help them when they're sad.
Okay, yep.
Lainey, take mommy. Mommy, Lainey, take.
Hold on.
Mommy.
You need to sit down
mommy,
and listen.
Take.
You gotta sit down and listen.
Share
their toys
with you.
Share toys. Evie, what's something kind that you can do? What's something kind? Sitting nicely and quietly and listening. Right. Allie, what's something kind that you could do?
Help clean the living room.
Ryan, what's something kind that you could do?
No watching TV until 7.
Okay, yep. So listening to your parents, because I'm sure that's a rule they have. All right, so this is our kindness. Okay? I'm going to put that over our heart, okay? Right? Okay. So we're just going to make sure that we know that this is kindness, right? All right, everyone can confirm this is kindness over our hearts, right? Yep. Okay. So what's going to happen, though, when all those bad things come around but we have this kindness from others over our hearts. We can put that needle up to the balloon and it doesn't pop, right? It won't pop. Right? Because we have that over our hearts from others. Here, you two can take that because I don't trust this one with it. All right, so why don't we pray together? Can you sit down and... I've got another one. I got you. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these children this morning. We thank you for their fathers and pray that you guide them or continue to guide them towards the ways of living out the fruits of the Spirit, mirroring the lives that you, our great Father, have outlined for us. We pray that you help us in being kind and gentle to our friends so that we can be a source of your love, keeping them whole. We ask this in your name. Amen.
I forgot what it was like to have your own children at the children's messages. I know that mine didn't my daughter didn't like it because I refused to call on her. I let everybody else speak first, and she never liked that. But as we come over our time of prayer this morning, you can see the joys with the birth of Madison Marie. But also, if you read about Chloe Merrillet, we've been praying for her, and they've been thinking about the last 3 months that the cancer had returned, but all of the spots were just infection and were non-cancerous, so they are very, very thankful for that. And in addition, we would ask you to be praying for Jeff Bosselman, son of Bill and Kathy. He is waiting on a phone call from Cleveland Clinic. That's all we know at this point, and just ask for your prayers, remembering that God knows every detail of each of our lives. So let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we come before you, thanking you for the gift of life. Life in this world and life to come through your Son, Jesus Christ, who offers salvation for those who trust and believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the way that he went to the cross, that he died on that cross, that we could have forgiveness of our sin. Lord, we thank you for his amazing sacrifice, that he was willing to lay down his life for us as he calls us his friends. And so we gather in this time of worship, we listen in, we connect for this time of worship, of praise and thanksgiving. And we're so thankful that after the grave came the resurrection, and that the promise through salvation through Jesus gives that promise of everlasting life. So, Lord, we thank you for the creator of life in this world and in the world to come. Lord, as we consider, or as we've been considering the fruit of the Spirit in these last couple of weeks, these last several weeks, to have one of our children remember the first one of self-control. Lord, I pray that the fruit that is being shared through your holy word, through the scriptures, would just continue to resonate in our hearts and minds each day. And that this week, as we focus in on kindness and gentleness and what that means as we love one another, Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us direction and gives us hope and teaches us about Jesus. Lord, as a congregation, we lift up to you the joys of a new birth. We pray for Jason and Christina and Madison and John and Jan and Madison's big brother, Ben. We rejoice with the Merrillet family and with Chloe that what she's been experiencing was removed and is non-cancerous. And we do praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And we thank you for Chloe's faithfulness and what an example, a witness of faithfulness she has been to so many. Lord, we pray for Don and Marilyn. We pray for Gretchen and Sandy and Regina and Maria as they continue to go through their rehab times and just treatments. Lord, we continue to pray for Ben as he continues to go through a time of recovery. And so what a blessing to have him and Sue here continually. We pray for Stuart and Rhonda as Stuart goes through treatment number 7. We pray for the healing that will come. We pray for Jody as she went back to work this week after several months off, and she was able to worship at 8 a.m. and say that the week went well. And we continue to pray for her strength. And we pray for Mary and Mel and Monty. And Lord, we just give them all to you. This day we pray for Jeff Bosselman and his family, including Bill and Kathy, for that phone call and what that will mean for him. Lord, we give his care, we give his healing into your hands, knowing that you are the worker of miracles and you are the great physician, and we give you thanks and praise. Gather together, Lord, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our two sermon scriptures this morning are taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 16. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 10. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truth, truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, but bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. And now from 1 Peter 3, 8 through 16. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another, be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. This is God's holy word.